put out and cemented it. And,
it was cemented though. It wasn't free moving. Once it was there, it was there forever. Too bad if I did it. Did you have chickens and hens?
Huh?
Did you have chickens and hens on your farm?
Oh yeah.
And if you've got a brand new hen, she's ready to start giving you eggs. You'd put her on a nest. Is there something you put in the nest to fool her into thinking?
Well, you'd try to put some straw or something there to keep the from breaking the sweat that the eggs wouldn't be so easy to break.
All right. Well, now I understand about the nest that you'd make for, but your hen hasn't started laying eggs yet. And from what I don't know, somewhere in the back of my mind, I remember someone telling me that there was a little trick you could do. You'd stick something in the hen's nest to make her think she was laying eggs, and it'd start her laying her own eggs.
I don't know anything about that.
What do you call your best dishes? The ones that you use on Sunday? You know, if you eat a big Sunday dinner, or the ones you'd use at Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Oh.
You call it your fine.
Well, it was just a special meal. We'd have a big chicken dinner, or we'd have a roast beef.
Okay, and you'd serve this on, the plates that you'd put in front of me, they wouldn't be just ordinary, everyday dishes. They'd be really, really pretty.
Well, we serve it family style. In other words, it's all put out here on a big, say, for instance, the meat is mm-hmm. put on a platter, and then you help yourself. It's what we call family style.
Oh, I see the way you're serving it. But when you're serving it, okay, thinking of today with Grandmommy, when you all lived at 704 Highland, when we'd eat a family dinner out in the dining room, we'd eat on a different set of dishes. I'm not talking about now how we served it. I remember how we served it then. But we eat on a different set of dishes, like, you know, the Royal Dalton ones. So what would you call that?
Well, that's just,
you'd say it's fine. It's like, okay, what I showed you, okay, I brought it over last night. I brought you some of my silverware, and I brought you some of my crystal.
That's right. Well, if you have guests, you want to use your best, silverware and china and stuff like that, but you wouldn't want to use it every day, just...
Right. For everybody.
So you'd just have a special dinner, a special occasion for guests.
And you'd use fine china? Mm-hmm. You'd use fine china for this?
Yeah, for guests.
Have you ever heard of a china egg?
China egg?
Because that's what I was asking you about before, that I thought they put in hens things to make them start laying. I didn't know, I just was wondering. Okay, thinking again of when you lived on the farm, if you needed to carry water from one place to another, you'd carry it in.
Water?
Uh-huh. You're carrying water or milk or probably water.
Oh, well, we had, most of the time we had big cans. In other words, 5 and 10 gallon milk cans.
Look down, I think I'm running out again. But if you had, okay, just those shorter ones that you're just carrying water in, you know, like in the movies with the pioneers and the ladies carrying those things on her, she's carrying things from the stream, what would she be carrying?
Well, if we went down to the spring and got it, brought it, it was just water buckets, water pails.
Okay, would you ever have a milk bucket? Or would it be a milk pail? Could you call either one?
Either one.
It doesn't matter. What's the bucket made out of?
Now for a milk pail, it's made out of metal. In other words, it's tin, mm-hmm. metal.
And for a water bucket?
Usually out of oak wood.
Wood?
Wooden bucket.
I didn't know that there was a difference. Okay. I'm going to change this and we'll start in a second.